I'm really delighted to have in our studios a person that we admire very greatly. You and I in particular, Darren, is doing a great job for the people of Parramatta, and of course that's our Lord Mayor, Councillor Bob Dwyer. Good morning, Lord Mayor.
Yeah, morning, Jim. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Bob. How are you, Lord Mayor?
Been a busy time for you.
Yeah, Parramatta's alight with activity all the time, and it's great to be the Lord Mayor during these exciting times.
It is. And happy anniversary.
Yeah, thanks. If the bride's listening, happy anniversary, Jenny.
Fantastic day.
Well, we'll get you out of here soon so you can go and celebrate it with her as well. Mm. Just before, during the last hour, we're talking with Lisa Havilah, the CEO of the Powerhouse Museum and Parramatta Powerhouse. So really just want to continue that topic and get straight from you, Bob, Lord Mayor, with the Powerhouse, such an important project for Parramatta and Western Sydney. What does it mean for Parramatta and Western Sydney for you as Lord Mayor of Council?
Yeah, thanks, Darren. Look, the Parramatta Powerhouse is a game changer for our city. It's a magnificent contribution, and we welcome it with open arms. As Lisa sort of said to you earlier, it's going to create more than 4,000 jobs, inject millions of dollars into our economy, and it's going to attract up to about 2 million visitors a year. So you can imagine that's fabulous for our city. Look, the Powerhouse is, as you've said before, it's the first major cultural institution ever built in Western Sydney. So, you know, that's how important it is. It's going to be located in a central location down on our river, close to the ferry, so it's going to make it very accessible down by being near the ferry. And it's also going to have the light rail nearby and the metro rail, which will come in the within the next 10 years. So it's a very convenient location, and that's what makes it so great. So we thank the state government for this once-in-a-generation investment, which will become a Sydney icon.
Lord Mayor, what does 2 million visitors in a year mean for the city of Parramatta?
Look, you just imagine 2 million people coming into Parramatta. Those restaurants down in that area will be welcoming these people with open arms. The retailers generally, Parramatta Riverside's nearby, they can go to there. So these are people that we will be able to sort of grab and utilise for the economy of Parramatta.
And we'll have light rail completed. We'll have the Powerhouse Museum on the foreshore. And people will just stream in via the ferry, as you're saying, as well. And I can't see a better outcome for the city of Parramatta. Now, straight up, the press has been focusing on some so-called issues with the Parramatta Powerhouse. How does the latest design bring improvements to the final outcome? And does council see any further improvements that can be incorporated?
Yeah, Darren, look, the council's keen to work with the state government to get the best possible outcome for the people of Western Sydney. It's not just about Parramatta, it's about the whole of Western Sydney, the greater Western Sydney area. So council believes that we can use our local knowledge and technical expertise to make sure it takes full advantage of the riverside position in Parramatta's CBD and is also sensitive to the local landscape. In recent times, council has highlighted a few areas where we believe opportunities are there to enhance the museum's design, including its connection to the proposed Civic Link, which will connect Parramatta Square to Parramatta's river foreshore. So basically you'll be up at near the railway station near the square, and you'll be able to walk down this boulevard all the way to the river. So you can imagine that's how important is that Civic Link. So we've made a number of suggestions in our submissions to the New South Wales government on various other design elements that we hope will be addressed during the detailed design phase.
Just on the Civic Link there, Lord Mayor, if I may, at the moment there's a big car park in the way, and that's where the metro station box is going to go as well. So part of that Civic Link is not just the Powerhouse, it's just not Parramatta Square, which is being delivered so well, but it's also Sydney West Metro is coming in as well to the city of Parramatta.
That's correct. You're going to have the metro coming right through the city, and that Civic Link will be right there. So it's a critical piece of infrastructure and accessibility that we want made happen.
And of course, with any development worldwide in any community, there is dislocation, there is disruption, but it's the good that is produced after that's taken place. And, you know, Lord Mayor, when I walked through Parramatta, and in fact I was there yesterday afternoon, I was absolutely humbled by the sheer energy of things being done. I just can't thank you, previous councils, and you in particular, for the leadership that you've undertaken amidst some criticism, if I can say that. But I think it's been one in which I think will stand for generations for the great work that you're doing.
You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight Jim. With Jim and Darren. We're going to take a short break and come back with the Lord Mayor of the City of Parramatta.
Alive 90.5.
It's 17 minutes past 11, live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
We're very delighted to have in the studios Lord Mayor of Parramatta, Councillor Bob Dwyer, talking about a really significant and important part of our history, Darren. And of course, that's the excitement around the Powerhouse Museum. Lord Mayor, there has been discussion, and, you know, I have no problem with discussion and so on about any topic. We look at Willow Grove. Tell us about that journey of where that's at and what's happened and, you know, your thoughts with regards to that.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Look, you know, as a council, we acknowledge that our community feels very strongly about Parramatta's rich history, and council has always stressed the importance of Willow Grove and St George's Terrace. And we've also made it clear to the government in the past that we ask them to make every effort where possible to retain Willow Grove and St George's Terrace. But in the latest design, the state government has proposed to relocate Willow Grove and St George's Terrace, and we obviously now have to move along to the reality that that might be the situation. And at the recent council meeting on the 9th of November, it was resolved that council will support the decision to relocate Willow Grove if all relocation impacts have been properly considered and assessed. I think people need to understand this is just obviously a decision by the state government. We as the council are, you know, it's their building, so obviously whatever decision they make, we have to live with. And but having said that, that's the council resolution. And at the moment, we're asking the state government to provide a detailed assessment of how Willow Grove will be relocated, where it will be reconstructed, and how the building will affect the building's heritage significance. Now, we haven't got that yet, so we're still waiting on it. But as far as the council is concerned, obviously there's a bit of a split in the council in terms of where it should be. Sure. My personal view is that I obviously want to see the powerhouse on the foreshore, which unfortunately may, if the government so desires and it decides to take Willow Grove away and relocate it, that is the prime site where the powerhouse should be. It's the best area for it to be located, because there's some significant economic benefits to be gained by having that on the river. You could imagine people coming up the river from the east on the ferries. They get off the ferry, they've only got to go another 100 metres, and they're there. And then they'll all stay in town to spend their money amongst the restaurants, maybe go to Riverside Theatre for a show, generally have a look at the fantastic buildings that we've got there and whatever. And this magnificent building that's going to be constructed, the powerhouse, it'll fit beautifully into the skyscape and the landscape of our city, and it'll be a great economic boom for the city generally. So, you know, we have this desire by some of the councillors, obviously have a different view, but they're saying that they would like to see it up in the North Parramatta precinct. But I think it's a bit difficult to understand. You know, we appreciate those points of view. Everyone has their own point of view, sure, on this. Sure. But you can imagine if we have such a very modern architectural building, very high one at that, being trying to put into a hospital environment up there in North Parramatta, it will look very much out of place. And also, it won't be able to contribute to the city in that way, because it's well away from the CBD, and it would sort of defeat the purpose of what we're doing. You know, this building is really like the Opera House of Parramatta. You know, everyone will know that this building is in Parramatta. It'll put us on the map. And so this is one of the major benefits. But I think it's a difficult decision. But look, we all love heritage. You know, I've lived I've lived in Parramatta basically all my life. I'm a product of a couple of convicts. Mm. So, you know, can't get more heritage than me. But, if I'm looking at what's good for the city of Parramatta and what's good for the greater Sydney of all of the residents in greater Sydney, I think they would all come on board really and say, it's going to be fantastic to have the Parramatta Powerhouse in Parramatta. And as I say, we thank the state government for making this major contribution.
Lord Mayor, we understand and respect the decisions going forward with regards to the delicate nature of the progress that takes these steps forward. And I'd like to, on behalf of Spotlight, Aaron and myself, thank you very much for your continued leadership in trying to work through a very complex and an often challenging time. But that's part of leadership, and we're grateful that you're there doing that. And thanks for joining us on Spotlight today.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Thanks, Darren. It's always great to talk to you guys. Thank you,
Lord Mayor.
Okay.
Alive 90.5.